for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this magnificent Monday, March 23rd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. All systems are a go. No need to text me. 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. The show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. The TuneIn app dedicated to the show, capital T, capital I, one word. Download the free one. Search for WYPV. We're your Patriot Voice. The radio station's website, WCHY, the call letters, .us. And to go with the radio station is, of course, the app Simple Radio. Download two words, capital S, capital R, Simple Radio, and then put in the call letters, again, WCHY. Sunday, yesterday, I follow the Epoch Times on the weekends, my most trusted source for international news. Jacob Berg put up a post with a title on it. And it was kind of interesting because I was watching other shows, Fox News Sunday and different things. Iran threatens to close the entire Hormuz Strait, strike utilities and U.S. companies after Trump gave them an ultimatum. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard stated that any companies with U.S. shares will be completely destroyed if Washington targets Iranian energy facilities. Donald Trump said they had 48 hours. On Friday, President Trump late said, you got the weekend. Open up the Straits of Hormuz or we're coming after your utility companies. We're going to shut down your electric grids. We're going to destroy your energy facilities. We're going to wipe them off the face of the earth. Well, this was again yesterday, Sunday, March 22nd. Iran will move to shut down the entire Straits of Hormuz if U.S. President Donald Trump follows through with his threats to hit Iranian energy facilities. The nation's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps stated on March 22nd. Trump said that the U.S. military will hit and obliterate Iran's various power plants, starting with their biggest one first. if Tehran doesn't fully open up the Straits of Hormuz without any threats within 48 hours of his post that he posted on Saturday, March 21st. This was an ongoing thing back and forth. Most of it actually done on social media. So Trump announced that on early Saturday, March 21st. Islamic Revolutionary Guard responds on March 22nd, Sunday. They're going to hit U.S. companies and energy facilities in the Middle East, potentially even our energy grid here in the United States. The announcement came day after Trump suggested the United States was getting very close to meeting its military objectives in the Middle East regarding Iran and would consider winding the war down within this next fourth week. Well, something changed overnight from their threats on Sunday to this morning. We'll get right into it. Short break. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. So just to follow this story, late Friday, then updated early Saturday morning, President Trump says that he's going to take out Iran's power grid. Basically, shut the power down. Taking out their biggest power plant first, unless they open up the Straits of Hormuz. Now, one thing you have to understand, folks, we don't get our oil through the Straits of Hormuz. All the other countries in the world do. China, Europe, even parts of Africa. This oil goes all over the world. In Iran, the Islamic Guard has been blocking ships getting through that strait as a way to force the world to put pressure on Donald Trump to end the war. Well, Donald Trump's not going to listen to the world. He's going to do what's in the best interest of the United States, Israel, and our allies in the Middle East. Every single Middle Eastern country, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Qatar, UAE, they've all been dealing with these crazy lunatics in Iran for 47 years. Trump says it's over. We're not going to allow Iran to be the sponsor of terrorism in the Middle East, killing our soldiers, killing our allies. We're not going to do it. So he says he's going to make the country of Iran completely dark. Going to hit their power grids, shut it down. Well, then Saturday morning, when this post goes out, Islamic Republican Guard meet, and they come out on Sunday, yesterday, the 22nd, and says that they're going to hit energy facilities in our interest. Wherever our military bases are, Israel, they're going to hit them and hit them hard. How are they going to do that? Their jets are gone. Their navy is gone. It's their final hurrah using their ballistic missiles. That's it. This is going to be the end. Well, Trump, his people, talking to Iran, comes out early this morning, makes the announcement that he's postponing the potential strikes on Iran power plants, citing ongoing constructive talks. The Department of War has been instructed to postpone the strikes against Iran's energy infrastructure initially for 5 days. That's this week, Monday through Friday. Early March 23rd, President Donald Trump said that he has ordered a 5-day pause on planned U.S. strikes against Iranian energy sites after what he's called productive talks toward a full resolution of the Middle East conflict. Early this morning on a Truth Social post, Trump stated that both sides discussed a complete and total resolution of the conflict, which is now entering its fourth week. I'm pleased to report that the United States of America and the country of Iran have had over the last 2 days very good and productive conversations regarding a complete and total resolution of our hostilities in the Middle East. President Trump did not make this a press conference. He just posted it on his social media platform. President continues, based on the tenor and tone of these in-depth, detailed, and constructive conversations, which will continue through the week, I've instructed the Department of War to postpone any and all military strikes against Iranian power plants and energy infrastructure for a 5-day period, subject to the success of the ongoing meetings and discussions. Trump's comments came after he issued a 48-hour deadline for Iran to reopen the strategically important Strait of Hormuz. It's the narrow waterway between Iran and Oman, and it handles about 20 million barrels of oil and petroleum products per day, and it has been the main focal point of the conflict. Well, immediately the financial markets cheered President Trump's Truth Social post before parring their gains. Blue chip Dow Jones Industrial Average popped more than 1,200 points in its futures following the news. The benchmark index trimmed its rally to around 500 points when the market opened. The tech-driven NASDAQ composite and the broader S&P 500 soared 170 and 600 points, respectively. Now the market is open. They've cut that increase by about half. After tanking almost 11%, crude oil prices tempered with the U.S. benchmark, World Texas Intermediate, declined about 5%. Price of the barrel of oil dropped to $93. The other benchmark oil prices, Brent oil, also slumped 5%, ending up trading around 106 on Friday. With this news, it is now down to $95 a barrel. Well, speaking on a call with CNBC's Joe Kernan this morning, the president said conversations with Iranian officials have been intense and expressed hope that the situation will be resolved soon. Kernan noted that the Trump described the operations in Tehran as a regime change. Interesting. Because a regime change means the guys that have been currently running things in Iran, well, evidently, he's giving them a way out. So it's kind of interesting that this is happening right now. Because as you can see, oil prices dropping, stocks beginning to surge, just because of a post the president put on Truth Social. This is absolutely amazing. Now, they have 5 days. This is going to run Monday through Friday. They're on a timeline because Trump is not going to hit their energy sites and their oil production sites if they agree to the terms of the settlement. and he referred to it as a regime change. Ultimately, you know what that means. Basically, you guys running things right now, yeah, you're going to leave. Very, very, very interesting development this morning in the Middle East. So, heading into the fourth week, 21 days officially as of yesterday, Sunday, this whole thing may be over. Then I got a very simple question for the Democrats. When President Trump and his team negotiates this settlement, the regime leaves for probably fear of their lives. Oil prices per barrel drop. Gas prices drop back to where they were before the attack. What are you guys going to use against the president? And if he's able to get this pulled off, folks, this is going to be absolutely historical. Absolutely historical. Now, just to get an update, because I'm monitoring a site right now, 89 a barrel. And Brent is down to 92. These are live numbers I'm watching right now in the stock market and the futures. So, pretty interesting developments. Starting on Friday, Saturday morning, yesterday, Sunday, and now this morning. All because of President Donald Trump making a threat. You open up the straits, or I'm going after your energy grid, and I'm going to shut you down, and I'm going to go after your energy-producing sites. 48 hours, the bombs are going to start. They threatened with, well, we'll fight back. We'll go after your energy grids in the Middle East and your U.S. bases. But then all of a sudden they had a change of heart. We won't do it if you don't do it. President says, okay, you know what? I'll back it off until Friday. 5-day postponement. Now let's see where this goes. Pretty interesting development over the weekend and early this morning. Let's see, we got a couple of text messages coming in. Jeff in Sheboygan. Trucker, the Dems will find some other thing to whine about. Maybe they'll go back to the Epstein files. Forgot all about that, didn't they? Yep. Okay, music is on. Antenna cable was loose. I'll replace it in an off time. It's all better. Good, good, good. Thank you, Dell. Greatly appreciate that. All right, very good. One other note. We're going to be talking with Missy in the second hour. 10 to 10:30. Text me any questions you have ever had thinking about.